L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Thanks for joining me today. I'm going to be interviewing Alice Marouani for our second interview. If you didn't get the opportunity to hear the first one, please check the Radio Harmony Cornouaille website, where we have it on our archive under podcasts. So Alice, thanks for being open and staying for another interview. It's fun talking to you. And for those who may have missed the first interview, Alice is, as we said before, a person who wears many hats. She's a journalist, a therapist, and I think kind of a philosopher too. So, you know, one thing I'd like to ask some people, especially somebody like you who has so many talents, what did you want to be when you grew up? What was your did you think about any of this stuff?
I think I started when I was like, I didn't have any idea before I was maybe 12. Yeah, I mean, when I was really a kid, I thought maybe I want to be a dentist or a veterinarian. So mm-hmm. something like connected to, like, in a way, health. Healing to health. Yeah. And then I was really into like directing, and I had my small camera. And I wanted to make movies, and especially like I wanted to maybe make documentaries about animals, like wildlife, and I was filming many different things, like and doing experiment with my like Mr. Potato.
Yeah. Mr. Potato Head.
Yes. And like I had this Mr. Potato, and I had like different toys in my room when I was like 12, 13, and I was doing like special effects and all kind of stuff. And I really always liked being behind a camera, I think, and there were always something very attractive like in creating something and being somehow an artist, but also like capturing life, like real life. So I decided I was a little bit afraid because I wasn't really into like cinema, you know like this guy who knows everything about cinema and like watch every old movies and like is very passionate about that, and I wasn't that person. So I thought maybe it's not for me, you know, and I need to leave that to the people who really are very into cinema. And I was more into literature at this time. Like I was loving like the art of filming and like working together with actors to make a movie, but I was really into reading, like for myself. Sure. And to nourish my soul and my imagination. I was a really intense reader, and I was very passionate about like great authors of the 19th, 20th century in France, especially.
Classics, yeah.
Like I was reading a lot of classics, and yeah. I was very, very passionate about that. So that was one of my first passion in a way, and I decided I would study literature. So this is what I did first.
Yeah, you did. Okay, you studied literature.
Yeah, I studied literature at first.
Well, one of the things we talked about very briefly was in our first show was your traveling. And I think I'd like to maybe explore a little bit what you explored in Colombia, because it's not a place that I know well, and I don't know that many of our listeners do either. Mm-hmm. What was your attraction to go to that part of the world?
I wanted to go in a place where I would feel like I would get to know a culture that was very different from mine. So I wouldn't go like in Europe, for example. I really wanted to go in another continent. But because I wanted to know this culture, I wanted to be able to talk. And I learned a little bit of Spanish at school. I wasn't very good. But I was like, I can learn Spanish. Okay, it's like it's a possibility for me to learn Spanish more than to learn Thailandese or like Chinese or I don't know an Asian like.
It's definitely easier to learn Spanish.
Right? Yes. So I thought, okay, like I think Latin America is probably my best choice, and then I was a little bit, and I am always, and also as a journalist, a little bit edgy. Like I like.
Adventure,
yeah, and things that we don't really know about, you know, that that are taboos, that people are afraid of. So I'm really like, where people are afraid, I'm going. You know, it's like
that's adventure.
Yes. So for me, and also I didn't want a place like with too much tourism, and I think I was pretty right about this because it was a really good choice, Colombia, because it's not it. It was not very dangerous at this time, like it was not like before, you know, but still it had this bad fame, and yes. So people would not go so often as a tourist, and so I would get to really meet people that would not look at me as I'm a tourist, I'm just you know, something that would bring them money or like a change of, you know,
you could actually mingle with the locals, so to speak. Yeah,
and I really mingled, and that was, so I think I was right in a way, like to pick this country for the kind of experience I was searching at this moment.
Well, you know, Colombia has some very varied geography too.
Mm-hmm.
And did you spend time in the jungly part or the mountainy part or the cities?
Yes, of course. I spent time in all of these places. Like also, Colombia is like the place. Like half of Colombia is mountain, really, and half of Colombia is Amazonian forest.
Yeah.
And like where you have the cities and people is actually the mountain part. They are covered in jungle,
mm-hmm.
But like the part that are like. So I spent time in the different cordillères.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And also crossing the cordillère.
You did.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Of course. And like it takes. Like Colombia is a very big country. Like not as populated as France, but much bigger. I think five times or something bigger than France. Like very big, and it's very mountainous. So like, when you want to take the bus to go to the next city, like it will take you like you need like to think, okay, it will take me 10 hours and surrender to that.
Yeah.
So I was in like the biggest cities, like in Medellin, in Bogota, and in Cali. I was also in the part like in the coast, which is called Choco, and it's like a region with black colonies, because it's like the old slaves that were freed, and they got their own kind of governments. That's very interesting about Colombia, because they have like the indigenous, the white people, the black people, and also like all the, of course, the mix, you know, that is actually like most people. They are a mixture of all of this. But they have a constitution that is multicultural. Like it's a very interesting country for the lawyers, because I worked with lawyers like a year ago or something that were studying like different constitutions, and especially taking as an example the constitution of Colombia as an example of multicultural constitution, like recognizing the rights of different people, like cultures and people coexisting in the same territory to have their own way of governing. Mm-hmm. Like unlike France, where it's like we centralize and we like kind of.
Yeah, it all comes from one spot.
Yeah, it all comes from one spot, and everything that was different, you know, even language on Bretagne, for example, like needed to disappear at some point.
Right. Yeah.
While in Colombia, it's a newer country, and they, when they created the constitution, they decided they didn't want to make disappear all the cultures, but they wanted to give
preserve.
Them space.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a very interesting concept. So, did you find that the people were pretty happy? Or is it good? Was there any way for you to judge sort of how the conditions were for the locals?
Yes, of course. I think people were, in a way, really surprisingly happy. Especially because they, like all of them, even the young people, they lived through so much trauma. Like they experience, all of them, the death of their closest like friends or family in one of the tragedy of the country, which like the drug war or the civil war between paramilitaries and guerrilleros, and all of them, everywhere I was like talking to people, they would tell me their stories, and even people my age. They would tell me, I lost this friend, like last year I lost my parents, but they were so eager to share everything, they were so open, that this started to transform me at a very, very deep level of like...
Well, you're a healer. Inside you're a healer. And I think people maybe, they found that in you, as you walked among them. You have that welcoming aspect, that spiritual side.
But I felt, probably I was open to that. But like this country opened my eyes to what it was to be a human, because these people were living like very deeply, like connected to life and to the joy of being alive, because they were also confronting death all the time, and they were not living in a comfort zone as we are used to live in our countries. They were really surviving, but also they were... In a surprising way, I thought I was more in a surviving mode than they were.
Interesting, yeah.
You know, that even if they didn't know what they would eat the next day, they would actually enjoy life in a much deeper way than what I was able to enjoy at this time.
It's true, they didn't worry so much. They lived in the moment, you might say.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we're all trying to do at some point. Did you return, how long ago from Colombia? How long ago was that?
I went twice, and I returned like the last time. It was like 3.5 years ago.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a fabulous... Sounds like you do have a book in you. I think that's the way you talk about it and the way you express yourself and the interesting aspects of that country. It'd be very interesting for you to put in your next novel.
Thank you, Clark. I will think about it.
Well, you know, with somebody like you who has a very deep spiritual dimension, I just wondered if there's ever a moment you can point to, maybe where it was, as we say in English sometimes, an aha moment, when something changed you. Have you thought about that? Is there something you can point to in the past? I mean, your Colombian experience was, but probably maybe even before that, something made you want to go.
I feel traveling was like somehow a beginning, a mixture between like being heartbroken and like feeling really heartbroken and very confused, because I was in a relationship where I was very dependent emotionally to this guy. And I felt the need to find another way to experience happiness and love than through a relationship. In a way, I was like, okay, where does love come from? So like this suffering kind of started.
It's a very brave path that you took.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't shy away from it. You went to the source, so to speak, which is great.
Yes, something that maybe I was always, like in my personality, very... that's always coming strongly, is like the need to understand, and like I need to like and to understand at a deep level, and so I think this suffering made me want to understand like where does it come from, why am I suffering this, and what is love really, because I can feel that love for this person, but it's actually destructive for me. So like really, what is love, is there a way to love that is not what is loving yourself as well? Where does all of this come from? And so I started to actually, there were one time when I was in the south of France, I was with him, but then his grandmother died, and he had to go. And we were in a place which were really kind of spiritually loaded, that is called Bugarache, but I had no idea like it had like this kind of spiritual fame. And when he left, I was with myself, and I started to explore around and to be in nature with myself. And I think this was like the first moments where I felt, okay, there is a beauty in being by yourself, and there is a freedom that I've never felt before. And I was like, okay, I'm really thirsty to know that and to know this solitude and to know myself, free from how people see you and like just like doing and doing things, you know, but just like enjoying the moment, exactly, you know.
It's a wonderful revelation that mm-hmm. you went through there, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, it, yes.
That's a big moment. So I think you answered my question. Absolutely. What's in the future for you? What are you looking to do, or do you want to continue just what you're doing now, or tell us a little bit about that?
I think I have different projects, but I'd like to. I think I'd like to make to have an impact at some point. Yes, like to share some of these treasures that I could meet at, in this solitude, in a way, and like to be able to guide people to this, also to these revelations or to this, and I have different ideas about how to do that, but I'd like to be more trained as a therapist as well.
Okay.
And so this is probably one of the things I will do in the future, to be more trained in accompanying people toward themselves, and also I have projects around radio and around medias, and maybe creating a media and a community with innovative ideas. Oh, yeah. You know, because I feel like what's important is like we kind of awake at an individual level, and it's a very like individual path.
It's a process, yeah.
With ups and downs and like all kind of stuff here, and it's not that easy.
No, <it's> not.
But I also feel like we can awake as a society, and it's like something that is like actually connected.
Yeah.
And we tend to oppose these two things, where I would like to find a path and to be one of the person who can create this path between these two kind of awakening.
Well, and I think you can do it, Alice. I really do. You have the creative side that's so important, and you have the zeal, which is very important to want to do something. And you know, you're young and have many wonderful experiences already. So that's terrific. Oh my gosh, we're running out of time again. Can you give your website again to people in case they want to contact you?
Yes, like the website for the massage part of myself is called Sochil Massage, and it's if you Google it, you will find it it's based in Fouesnant, where I live now.
So it's Sochel.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Sochil Massage.
Massage, okay.
Yes, Sochil is like...
.fr?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It means flower in Aztec language.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm certainly learning something today, that's for sure. Well, thanks so much, Alice. Alice mm-hmm. Marouani, for spending so much time with us for a couple of interviews. It was a great pleasure to have you, and I think people will grasp on to what you're saying, because it's all important things, and hopefully... these many projects you have will come to fruition in the future. So thanks so much again for being on the show.
Thank you, Clark. Thank you so much for inviting me.
L'invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.